Hola and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. To say you can stay, we say puedes quedarte, so puedes, you can. And then to say to stay, we need to say stay yourself. Because in Spanish, stay is a reflexive verb. You don't need to understand any of this. You can treat it as a piece of vocabulary. That's absolutely fine. So, puedes quedarte. You can stay yourself. So, quedar, it's a bit like remain. But if we say quedarte, then it's stay. Like, you can stay, puedes quedarte. So, you can stay, puedes quedarte. How would we say you can stay in Madrid? You can stay in Madrid. And in is just en. So what would that be? You can stay in Madrid. Puedes quedarte en Madrid. Puedes quedarte en Madrid. You can stay in Madrid. How about you can stay in Spain? Puedes quedarte en España. Puedes quedarte en España. You can stay in Spain. If you want to say you can't, then we just put no at the beginning. No. So how would you say you can't stay? You can't stay. What would that be? No puedes quedarte. You can't stay. No puedes quedarte. How about you can't stay at home? And at home is just in house. En casa. En casa. So how would we say you can't stay at home? What would that be? No puedes quedarte en casa. No puedes quedarte en casa. Okay, just going to add a little bit of extra vocabulary now, in case we have any complete beginners doing this lesson. So, la foto, the photo. Incidentally, the reason why it's feminine but ends in O, so la tells you it's feminine, foto, but it ends in O, is because the whole word is fotografía, which does end in an O. But normally we say la foto, the photo. La llave, the key. El libro, the book. And esto, this. Okay, so let's just go back again. How did we say you can stay? What was it, you can stay? Puedes quedarte. Puedes quedarte. Now, to say you can keep something, it's the same. So you can stay this book means you can keep this book. You can stay this key. You can keep this key. You can stay whatever is the way of saying you can keep something in Spanish. So you can stay it. You can keep it. That's why we started with you can stay. So, how would you say, you can keep the photo? You can keep the photo. What would that be? Puedes quedarte la foto. Puedes quedarte la foto. You can keep the photo. How about, you can keep this? You can keep this. What would that be? Puedes quedarte esto. Puedes quedarte esto. You can keep this. How about you can't keep the key? You can't keep the key. What would that be? No puedes quedarte la llave. No puedes quedarte la llave. So you can keep something is the same as saying you can stay something. And we'll just take a brief pause there while I mention the Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course, available for download from prospanish.co.uk. And this course takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in a series of easy to follow steps. Okay, so back to the lesson. Okay, if you want to say you can keep it, you can keep it, the word for it is lo, lo. And it actually just glues on, it attaches to the end of keep. So, puedes quedarte is you can keep, and then whatever it might be, you can keep it, puedes quedártelo. Puedes quedártelo. You can keep it. So, quedártelo, all one word. You can keep it. Puedes quedártelo. Okay, that's gone from the screen. See if you can remember again how to say you can keep it. What would that be? Puedes quedártelo. Puedes quedártelo. Okay, how would you say you can't keep it? You can't keep it. What would that be? No puedes quedártelo. No puedes quedártelo. Okay, so we have you can, puedes, and then the te, because it's yourself, quedarte. Okay, let's go right the way back to you can stay, puedes quedarte. To say I can stay, we're going to change puedes to puedo. So puedo is I can. And we also need to change the quedar, so it's not stay yourself, but to stay myself. So I can stay myself, as it were. Puedo quedarme. Puedo quedarme. I can stay. How about I can stay at home? What would that be? Puedo quedarme en casa. Puedo quedarme en casa. How about I can stay in Madrid? What would that be? Actually, let's change it to I can't stay in Madrid. What would that be? I can't stay in Madrid. No puedo quedarme en Madrid. No puedo quedarme en Madrid. And if we want to ask the question, can I stay in Madrid? It's exactly the same, just our voice changes to a question. ¿Puedo quedarme en Madrid? ¿Puedo quedarme en Madrid? Can I stay in Madrid? How would you just say, can I stay? What would that be? Can I stay? ¿Puedo quedarme? ¿Puedo quedarme? So, the question, can I stay, and I can stay, exactly the same. So what do you think it would be if we're going to say, I can keep the photo. I can keep the photo. What do you think that would be? Somebody saying to somebody, I can keep the photo, like she told me I could. What would that be, do you think? Puedo quedarme la foto. So as before, I can stay the photo. Puedo quedarme la foto. How about I can't keep the key? What would that be? I can't keep the key. No puedo quedarme la llave. No puedo quedarme la llave. How about the question? Can I keep this? Can I keep this? So remember, it'll be just the same as I can keep this, but with a question voice. Can I keep this? What would that be? ¿Puedo quedarme esto? ¿Puedo quedarme esto? How about, can I keep the book? Can I keep the book? What would that be? ¿Puedo quedarme el libro? ¿Puedo quedarme el libro? So, can I keep the book? Can I stay the book? We saw before how to say you can keep it, add in lo for it. How do you think you would say I can keep it? I can keep it. I can stay it. What would that be? Puedo quedármelo. Puedo quedármelo. So we just add the lo onto the quedarme. Quedármelo. Keep it. How about the question? Can I keep it? Can I keep it? How would you say that? Puedo quedármelo. Puedo quedármelo. How about, I can't keep it. I can't keep it. What would that be? No puedo quedármelo. No puedo quedármelo. Okay, and before we move off onto a different kind of keep, I'll just give you the one word to say keep it. So we don't want to go into too much grammar in this lesson, but it's just quite a useful, and again, you can treat it just as a piece of vocabulary so that you'll be able to say to people, keep it, keep it. So it's going to be, quédatelo, quédatelo. It's very straightforward. Queda instead of quedar, because that's the command, queda, and we need it to be stay yourself it, basically. So, quédatelo, quédatelo, quédatelo. If you want to say, keep the change, stay yourself the change. Quédate el cambio, quédate el cambio. And there is a different kind of keep, where you keep something. So I keep it in the drawer, I keep it in the garage. That's a different kind of keep. So we're just going to add a couple of words, again, for the complete beginners. So el cajón is the drawer, el cajón. El garaje, the garage, or garage, I think some people say. So el cajón, the drawer, el garaje, the garage. And to say, I can keep, as in, I can keep the photo in the drawer, I can keep, we say, I can guard, guardar, guardar. And this isn't reflexive, so we don't have myself or yourself in this. So, guardar. So, puedo guardar, I can keep. How would you say, I can keep the photo in the drawer. I can keep the photo in the drawer. What would that be? Puedo guardar la foto en el cajón. Puedo guardar la foto en el cajón. How about, I can keep this at home. I can keep this at home. I can guard this at home. What would that be? Puedo guardar esto en casa. Puedo guardar esto en casa. How about a question? Can I keep this in the garage? Can I keep this in the garage? Can I guard this in the garage? What would that be? Puedo guardar esto en el garaje. Puedo guardar esto en el garaje. How about, I can't keep the photo at home. I can't keep the photo at home. What would that be? No puedo guardar la foto en casa. No puedo guardar la foto en casa. How do you think we would change it to you can keep? Puedes guardar. puedes guardar. How about you can keep this at home? What would that be? Puedes guardar esto en casa. Puedes guardar esto en casa. And of course, that could also be a question. Can you keep this at home? Puedes guardar esto en casa? As a question. How do you think you would say, can you keep it at home? Can you keep it at home? Now, we know it is lo, and we know that it goes at the end of the verb. So what do you think that would be? Can you keep this, sorry, can you keep it at home? Puedes guardarlo en casa? Puedes guardarlo en casa? How about, can I keep it in the garage? Can I keep it in the garage? What would that question be? Puedo guardarlo en el garaje? Puedo guardarlo en el garaje? So we started with, you can stay. Puedes quedarte. Then we saw that to say you can keep something, we say you can stay something. Puedes quedarte esto. You can keep this. And we saw that keep in the sense of where you keep something, we use guard, guardar. Puedes guardarlo en el cajón. You can keep it in the drawer. And we've just got time to do another very common keep. And that's to say that somebody does something repeatedly, usually a negative thing. So he keeps annoying me. She keeps hitting me. I keep losing. So let's say he keeps losing the key. He keeps losing the key. We can say he's always losing the key. Or we can say he doesn't stop losing the key. So the word for to lose is perder, perder, to lose. So we can say, siempre está perdiendo la llave. Siempre está perdiendo la llave. He's always losing the key. He keeps losing the key. Or we can say, no deja de perder la llave. He doesn't stop losing the key. No deja de perder la llave. How would we say, he keeps losing the book? What would that be? He keeps losing the book. Siempre está perdiendo el libro. Siempre está perdiendo el libro. Or, no deja de perder el libro. He doesn't stop, he won't stop losing the book. How about, he keeps losing this. He keeps losing this. And by the way, this is he or she. So let's change it to she. She keeps losing this. What would that be? Siempre está perdiendo esto. Siempre está perdiendo esto. She's always losing this. And what would it be for the she doesn't stop losing this? No deja de perder esto. No deja de perder esto. And that's all we've got time for in today's lesson. As mentioned earlier, if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, head over to prospanish.co.uk where you can download the levels 1 to 6 course.